It's Thursday, November 7th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. The Chippewa Falls Liney's Brewery is closing in January. Democrat incumbent Tammy Baldwin declares a win over Republican challenger Eric Hovde. Republican incumbent Derek Van Orden retains his third congressional seat, and the Barron Golden Bears volleyball team is heading to state. Good afternoon. I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Multinational brewer Molson Coors will close the Leinenkugel's Brewery in Chippewa Falls. The move will end more than 150 years of brewing in the northwest Wisconsin city where Liney's was born. Molson Coors will close the Chippewa Falls Brewery and Leinenkugel's 10th Street Brewery in Milwaukee effective January 17th, according to a company statement. Molson Coors Chief Supply Chain Officer Brian Earhart said the closures are part of a plan to consolidate operations at the main Milwaukee brewery. More than 50 workers are expected to lose jobs in Chippewa Falls, although as of Wednesday, Molson Coors had yet to file a layoff notice with the State Department of Workforce Development. Tammy Baldwin declares a win in a close U.S. Senate race. According to unofficial returns from the Associated Press, the incumbent Democrat led Republican Eric Hovde by 28,687 votes, with 99% of precincts reporting. That's a difference of 0.9%. Baldwin declared victory early Wednesday morning in her bid for a third term. Hovde isn't conceding, saying in a statement his campaign will, quote, continue to monitor returns and make sure that every vote is counted, end quote. Under state law, a candidate in second place with a margin of no more than 1% may request a recount. If the margin is 0.25% or less, taxpayers pick up the cost. Otherwise, the petitioner must pay recount costs. Baldwin was one of five vulnerable Senate Democrats defending their seats, with control of the chamber hanging in the balance. Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District was called for Republican incumbent Derek Van Orden late morning Wednesday. He was challenged by Democrat Rebecca Cook, with nearly all votes counted and a spread of 51.4% for Van Orden and 48.6% for Cook. The Associated Press called the race for Van Orden just after 11 a.m. Wednesday. Van Orden first won in 2022 when he faced Democratic State Senator Brad Pfaff in one of the most competitive congressional districts in the state. Cook, a nonprofit owner from Eau Claire, previously ran for the seat in 2022 but finished second in the Democratic primary. The 3rd Congressional District encompasses most of western and parts of central Wisconsin. Democrats make gains in the Wisconsin legislature. Bob Haig tells us more.
New district maps drawn by Democratic Governor Tony Evers and approved by Republican lawmakers helped Democrats peel off 4 seats in the state Senate, leaving Republicans with a narrower 18-14 majority. Sarah Kieski, a mental health counselor from Lodi, defeated 14th District Republican Joan Balweg of Marquesan. In the newly drawn 30th District in the Green Bay area, business consultant Jamie Wall defeated Alloway Village Board President Jim Rafter. In southeast Wisconsin's 8th District, attorney Jody Habish-Sinkian defeated State Senator Dewey Strobel for the seat currently held by Republican Senator Dan Knodel, who ran for the State Assembly. And in the Appleton area, Democrat Kristen Elfheim defeated Republican Wayne Phillips in the 18th District, currently held by Dan Fain, who ran in the 20th District. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The last time the Barron volleyball team was at state, eggs cost $1 a dozen, gas was $1.26 a gallon, and Netflix came through the mail. But the Golden Bears are back tomorrow. Adam Hutton has more.
The last time Barron made it to state in volleyball was in 1999. One of the players on that team is current head coach Brooke Halverson, and she says that she wants her team to enjoy the experience while remembering why they are there.
We have so many good memories from state volleyball, and that we, you know, with my former teammates that we still talk about to this day. So what I'm really excited about is for the girls, you know, to create those memories and be able to talk about them, you know, for the rest of their lives, really. It's just a remarkable experience all around. And so few people get to experience that. So what I've been telling them all week is just to take everything in. Yes, it's stressful. You know, we're going there to play volleyball and win, but also at the same time, we want to have a balance and just make it a memorable experience while we're down there as well.
The number 2 seed Golden Bears will take on the number 3 seed Lake Country Lutheran in the semifinals Friday at 8 a.m. You can listen to the action on 99.1 FM with pregame starting at approximately 7:45. If Barron wins, they'll play for their second ever state championship on Saturday. Barron last claimed the gold ball in 1982. I'm Adam Hutton.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Thursday.